Got it. Well, here's a medley of old-time sounding tunes. It's kind of like pre-post foreshadowing or something. And Norman Blake wrote a tune called Jeff Davis, and I learned it from a banjo player named Bob Carlin, and he did a clawhammer style, and he taught it to me in the three-finger style, and I in turn, no, it's getting too kind of lit already. But anyway, I kind of put that together with two other tunes that I wrote, and it has that kind of high lonesome sound that goes back to Bill Monroe and way back earlier than that. And this is called the Jeff Davis Medley. To talk a little bit about the history of the banjo. So when you go back to work on Monday, people say, oh, what'd you do Friday night? Oh, I went and checked out the history of the banjo show. How exciting. Well, it's exciting to me, so hopefully it'll be exciting to you. This is a banjo. This is a replica of an 1840s banjo. It's got a little beehive hairdo up at the top here. And it's fretless. It's got some gut strings. And a little funky sound. And this is the way banjo sounded back then. And I went to the Tennessee Banjo Institute in 1990, which is not an institute of higher learning. I've had people say, oh, do you teach at that banjo college in Tennessee? No, it was just it's kind of like a bluegrass festival, except it's just banjos, none of those other dumb instruments like guitars. Sorry. But it's an old banjo weekend, and while I was there, I heard some people playing minstrel banjo style, which is dating back to the 1850s, and I knew that there was banjo music at the turn of the century. I didn't realize it got pushed back another 50 years, and it was a very thrilling moment for me to be hearing what the banjo sounded like back then, because you could hear all these African influences and Celtic influences. And so I'm going to play you some a couple of tunes in that style. The banjo did originally come from Africa and minstrel music. Some people say it was like the earliest version of rock and roll, aside from the offensive lyrics to the music and the lion face and all that. Just the music on its own merits is very beautiful, and it featured, again, the African influences, the rhythmic strength on that side, and then also combined with this more European kind of a flavor. And the original minstrel bands featured bones, which are like actually original bones, kind of a castanet-like sound, and then tambourine, fiddle, and banjo, and once in a while something like a concertina or a triangle, perhaps. And the very first banjo instruction book was written in 1855, and I'll do a tune or two from there first, just to kind of get things rolling. I'll start with a tune called Devil's Dream, which seems like we got some bluegrass fans out here tonight, and so you may know that by Bill Monroe. This is a kind of a, you can hear that this is maybe a little closer to the Celtic roots.